Welcome, Curious Minds, to another deep dive. Today, we're not just making a sauce. We're uncovering the alchemy of transforming humble ingredients into a culinary masterpiece. Homemade bourbon BBQ sauce. We've got a fantastic source in front of us that really shows how to turn something, you know, ordinary into something extraordinary.
That's right. Our mission today is to sort of distill the essence of crafting a truly remarkable bourbon BBQ sauce. Right. We'll cover everything from picking your core ingredients to some surprisingly creative serving ideas.
Yeah.
This isn't just about following a recipe. It's really about understanding the art and, well, the science behind a truly memorable sauce. What's fascinating here is how seemingly simple components can be elevated into something really special with thoughtful choices and techniques.
Okay, let's unpack this then. Let's get right to the good stuff, the foundational building blocks of flavor. The foundation, key ingredients for a flavorful bourbon BBQ sauce. So if we're starting from scratch, what's the absolute first, maybe non-negotiable step to getting this sauce right? I mean, is the bourbon really as critical as our source seems to suggest?
Oh, absolutely. The bourbon isn't just an addition, it's pretty much the star. Its unique character, its flavor profile, that's going to significantly impact the final taste.
Okay.
Think of it this way. Are you aiming for something sweeter, smoother, maybe with notes of caramel and vanilla, or perhaps something spicier, hints of cinnamon, nutmeg? The bourbon you choose dictates that direction.
Right.
Which, you know, raises an important question. With so many options out there, how do you pick?
And what's clever about the insights we have here is that you don't need to break the bank.
Okay.
It points to well-known brands like Buffalo Trace, Maker's Mark, maybe Woodford Reserve is great starting points.
Sure, good choices.
But the real takeaway seems to be that a quality bourbon, not necessarily the most expensive one, is key. That's what elevates the sauce.
Yeah.
It even suggests, like, for grilling or smoking, you might want a bourbon with more robust flavors.
Yeah.
Because they'll hold up better under the heat.
Yeah, exactly. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, it really underscores a fundamental principle in cooking. Thoughtful ingredient selection often trumps sheer cost. It just matters more.
Makes sense.
And beyond the bourbon, the true genius of this sauce, I think, lies in the simplicity and balance of its core ingredients. You've got ketchup, vinegar, and brown sugar that forms that essential sweet, acidic, and savory backbone.
Okay.
Ketchup provides the base sweetness and body. Vinegar cuts through that sweetness with a, you know, a zesty tang. And then brown sugar adds that deep molasses-like richness that just sings when you pair it with bourbon.
And the spices, I imagine, are where you start building that deeper complexity.
Precisely. Smoked paprika, garlic powder, black pepper, those are your essential aromatics. They create a warm and inviting foundation. But this is also where you can really start to personalize it.
How so?
Well, a hint of cumin can add this lovely earthy warmth, or maybe a dash of chili powder if you want an extra kick.
So beyond those core elements, are there any like secret weapons, optional add-ins that can really push this sauce into a different league?
Definitely. Ingredients like molasses or Worcestershire sauce can add significant depth and richness. Molasses gives it an earthy, almost smoky sweetness that deepens those brown sugar notes.
Oh, okay.
Worcestershire sauce introduces umami, that savory, brothy fifth taste that just makes everything feel more complete, more satisfying.
Right, that savory depth.
Yeah. And you can also splash in some apple cider vinegar for a brighter, fruitier tang, or for the heat lovers, a dash of your favorite hot sauce. The underlying message here really is to taste and adjust. Keep tasting until it truly resonates with your palate.
Two,
the art of crafting, step-by-step sauce creation.
Now that we've got our ingredients lined up, let's talk about bringing them all together. The first step sounds pretty straightforward, getting that base mixture going.
Indeed. And this initial blend is crucial. You begin by combining your foundational ingredients, so the ketchup, vinegar, and brown sugar, in a saucepan over low heat.
Low heat, okay.
Yeah, that gentle heat lets these components melt and meld beautifully. It prevents scorching and really sets the stage for deeper flavor development later on. And this is also where you start thinking about ratios. Maybe more brown sugar if you want it sweeter. Or more vinegar for a 10-year kick.
Then comes the moment of truth.
Yeah.
Adding the bourbon. What's the trick to getting that right? So it infuses its flavor without, you know, overpowering everything else?
Right. You want to gradually pour it in, stirring continuously. Keep it moving so it blends seamlessly. This step is critical because as the sauce simmers, the alcohol itself will evaporate, leaving behind this concentrated essence of the bourbon's complex aromatic compounds. You get those subtle notes of vanilla or caramel or spice, essentially distilling its true character right into your sauce.
So you get the flavor, not the booze, basically.
Exactly. The key is balance. You want the bourbon's presence, its character, not its raw alcohol bite.
And after that, we layer in the spices. Is that next?
That's it. With the Birkin Incorporated, you introduce the spices. The essential ones, like smoked paprika and garlic powder, create that warm, aromatic face we talked about.
Yeah.
But you're really encouraged to explore here. Maybe a touch of cayenne pepper for heat, or onion powder for a more robust savory note. It's all about building those layers of flavor.
So all the elements are in the pan. What's next in this culinary dance?
This is where the magic truly unfolds. You let the sauce simmer on low heat for about 20 to 30 minutes.
Okay.
And stir it occasionally. This vital step marries all the ingredients. It lets their individual flavors meld into one cohesive profile.
Right. It all comes together.
Yeah. And as it simmers, the sauce thickens up nicely, gets to that perfect consistency, and the bourbon's unique warmth just deepens. You're looking for a consistency that clings to ribs, you know, but isn't like a paste.
So not too thick, not too thin.
Right. If it's too thin, just simmer it a bit longer. If it gets too thick, a little splash of bourbon or even water will loosen it up.
I appreciate that our source really emphasizes tasting as you go.
Yeah.
It's not just about consistency, it seems. It's about achieving that harmonious balance of flavors.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the most critical adjustments listeners should be looking for in that process?
That proactive taste testing is absolutely key. Really, it's how you master your BBQ sauce. If it tastes too sweet, a splash more vinegar or maybe a pinch of salt can balance it out.
Yeah.
If it feels like it lacks that certain something, that depth, dash more bourbon or maybe some Worcestershire sauce can really deepen its character.
Good tip.
And don't be afraid to, you know, enlist a trusted friend or family member for a second opinion. Sometimes a fresh palate can spot what yours has gotten used to during the cooking. 3. Mastering your sauce, enhancements and troubleshooting. Now, let's maybe discuss some advanced techniques and how to tackle common issues that might pop up, because things don't always go perfectly first time, right?
Uh-huh, rarely.
A core insight here is that true flavor is unlocked through patient simmering. That low heat prevents burning, sure, but it also allows the sugars to break down slowly, creating that ideal sticky, glossy consistency we want.
Yeah.
So vigilance with the heat and regular stirring, they're crucial.
And when it comes to getting that perfect thickness,
yeah,
what's a chef's secret weapon? Is there one?
Well, a cornstarch slurry is fantastic for quick adjustments. Just equal parts cornstarch and cold water, whisked together, then stirred into the simmering sauce until it thickens up just right.
Oh, okay.
Or if you prefer to avoid thickeners, just keep simmering patiently. The flavors will intensify naturally as the water evaporates, and it'll thicken that way too.
Okay. Now, for those who love a smoky twist, beyond just the smoked paprika, are there other ways to infuse that campfire flavor?
Absolutely. A few drops of liquid smoke can go a long way, but really, start small. It's potent stuff.
Right.
Alternatively, pureed chipotle peppers in adobo sauce offer a beautiful combination of heat and a really authentic smokiness. But again, always taste as you go with these strong additions.
Good advice. And for tailoring the sweetness or heat levels.
Yeah, for a different kind of sweetness, maybe try honey or maple syrup. They can add delightful, unique notes and balance the acidity of the vinegar in a new way.
Interesting.
And for spice lovers, your favorite hot sauce or just some cayenne pepper gives you really precise control over the heat level. Add a little, taste, add more if needed.
Now, what if things don't go perfectly? Let's say my sauce is just too thin. What's the fix then?
If it's too thin, that cornstarch slurry is your best friend for a quick fix. Or, like we said, just simmering it longer will naturally reduce and thicken it. Takes more time, but works well.
And the opposite problem. What if the bourbon flavor is just, whoa, too much, overpowering?
Yeah, that can happen. If the bourbon flavor becomes overpowering, you can balance it out. Add more of your foundational ingredients, a bit more ketchup, maybe vinegar, brown sugar, or even a splash of Worcestershire sauce can help mellow it out.
Okay, dilute it with the other flavors. And to avoid that dreaded burnt or bitter taste, which I imagine is a common pitfall with sugars and simmering.
Definitely. Best prevention is always cooking on low heat, stirring regularly, don't walk away from it for too long, and using a heavy-bottomed pan if you have one. That helps distribute the heat evenly.
Right.
But if it does turn bitter, sometimes a touch more sugar or honey can help balance out that sharpness.
Fight bitterness with sweetness.
Sometimes, yeah. And conversely, if it just gets way too thick, like paste, simply thin it out with a splash of water, broth, or hey, even more bourbon, until it reaches that perfect consistency. The real takeaway really is that cooking is about adjustment, not necessarily perfection on the first try. 4, from pan to plate, storage, serving, and creative uses. Okay, so once you've tweaked and tasted and you've perfected your sauce, proper storage is pretty important. You want to preserve its freshness and flavor.
Yeah, you don't want all that work going to waste.
Exactly. For refrigeration, just transfer it to an airtight container or a jar. It'll keep beautifully in the fridge for up to 2 weeks. Labeling it with the date is always a good practice. Helps keep track.
And for future feasts, I love this tip. You can actually freeze it for up to 6 months, apparently.
Yep.
Portioning it into ice cube trays or small freezer-safe containers is incredibly smart. That way you can just thaw out what you need without defrosting a whole big batch. Really saves time down the line.
That's a great point. And understanding shelf life is key for food safety too, of course.
Mm-hmm.
You'll want to watch for any off odors, weird changes in texture, or obviously any mold growth.
Right. Common sense.
Yeah.
And maybe just a quick taste before serving also ensures the flavor is still spot on, still optimal.
Okay, so we've made this incredible sauce. We know how to store it. Now for the really fun part.
Right.
What do we do with it? Our insights here are just full of delicious serving suggestions.
Oh, yeah. This sauce is, well, it's a match made in heaven for classic BBQ meats. Think ribs, chicken, pulled pork, the classics. Applying it during the last few minutes of grilling creates that wonderful caramelized glaze everyone loves. But its versatility truly extends far beyond that. It's also a fantastic marinade or even just a dipping sauce for grilled vegetables or tofu.
Tofu, okay.
Yeah. And for tofu, a pro tip is to press out the excess moisture first.
Yeah.
It really helps it absorb so much more of that sauce flavor.
Ah, good tip. Now here's where it gets truly surprising for me. Our source suggests using this bourbon BBQ sauce as a pizza base.
Right. It sounds unconventional, maybe.
Ew.
But think about it. The sweetness from the brown sugar and the bourbon combined with that smoky paprika, it creates a much richer, more savory alternative to traditional tomato sauce. Mm. It'd be especially delicious on, say, a BBQ chicken pizza.
I could actually picture that.
Huh.
And speaking of unexpected, it apparently works beautifully with seafood dishes, too. Things like grilled shrimp, fish, scallops.
Really?
Yeah, the sweetness of the bourbon actually harmonizes surprisingly well with the seafood's natural flavors. It kind of elevates the dish, makes it a bit more sophisticated.
Okay, I might have to try that. What about salads? That seems like a stretch for a BBQ sauce.
You'd think so, but no. You can actually transform it into a really zesty vinaigrette. Just mix it with some olive oil and maybe a little extra vinegar.
Wow.
It's a genius idea for drizzling over leafy greens, pasta salads, or even like grilled vegetable platters. Gives it a smoky, sweet kick.
Our source also lists those fantastic complimentary side dishes. Coleslaw, cornbread, baked beans, all classics that just soak up that delicious sauce. Makes sense. And for drinks.
Yeah, for refreshing beverage pairings, you know, a cold beer is always good. Bourbon cocktails, obviously. Or even just a nice sweet iced tea. All perfect matches.
And get this, our sauce can even play a role in dessert. That's wild.
It is pretty intriguing, isn't it? Drizzle it over vanilla ice cream, maybe? Or use it as a glaze for grilled fruit, like peaches or pineapples.
Grilled pineapple with bourbon BBQ glaze.
Mm.
Okay, now you're talking.
Right. The caramelized notes from the bourbon and brown sugar, especially when they hit the grill, play off the fruit's natural sugars and acidity. It creates this really interesting, sophisticated, sweet, savory finish. This sauce is truly a versatile star. It can elevate almost any dish, from appetizer dips to main courses, even dessert. Outro.
Wow. Okay, from picking the right bourbon all the way to drizzling it over ice cream.
Yeah.
We've truly taken a deep dive into the world of bourbon BBQ sauce today. I feel like you now have a really comprehensive understanding of how to craft it, perfect it, and unleash this amazing sauce in countless delicious ways.
What's truly fascinating here, I think, is how much flavor and versatility can come from just a few carefully chosen ingredients and techniques, and how understanding their interplay, how they balance each other, opens up a whole world of culinary possibilities.
Yeah.
Which, you know, raises an important question for you, the listener. How might you apply this understanding of balancing flavors, that sweet, tangy, smoky, spicy dynamic, to other areas of your cooking? Moving beyond just following this one recipe to truly understanding culinary harmony and maybe creating your own unique twists on other dishes.
That's a great thought to chew on. Think about that as you plan your next culinary adventure. Until next time, keep exploring, keep experimenting, and keep making those delicious discoveries.